Good morning. Good to see everybody. I brought with me a banner that hangs in my office all the time. What does it say? It says World Champions. And then what's it say under that?
Baseball.
It's a baseball team, yes. What's it say under World Champions? The squiggly letters. They're hard to read, should we ask the adults? What does it say? Orioles. It very distinctly does not say go Braves, but anyway, I mean, I understand what you're saying. But underneath all that, it has a year, 1966. So here's the crazy thing, that's 60 years ago. 60 years ago, you guys weren't around. The reason this is in my office, the Orioles have won 3 World Series. This is their very first one. Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, that team. So these guys won the World Series, and so guess what Orioles fans do? They celebrate it, right? We celebrate. Now, this is something I celebrate in the sports world, but there's something coming up in church that we all celebrate. It's a thing called Holy Week. Has everybody heard of that before? I see some yes, everybody. I see some no. Holy Week. So we're in the season of Lent. The next thing that comes up is Holy Week starts on Palm Sunday. You guys have heard of Palm Sunday? No? You know. No. All right, that's what we're going to talk about. So Palm Sunday is the Sunday when we celebrate long ago Jesus entered Jerusalem. And on that Friday, what's going to happen? He's going to go to the cross. And then the next... And die for our sins. You are so right. And then the next Sunday, he what? He rises again. That's called Easter, right? So he enters the city. He dies for our sins. And there's usually an Easter egg hunt. You're right. So he dies for our sins and he rises again. And the church has been celebrating that ever since that time, right? It's almost, not quite yet, but almost 2,000 years ago that the Lord Jesus came to the city to save us from our sins and to rise again to guarantee our eternal life. So we do what? We celebrate that, right? Just like sports fans celebrate their team's victories. But far more important is what Jesus has done for us. Is that right? So what's that week called? Holy Week. Okay, Holy Week is coming up. Palm Sunday. Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. We look forward to celebrating those things, all right? Thanks. You guys can head back to your spots. And I'll mention one other thing I'll mention to the congregation. When I was moving to this congregation and moving stuff into my office, I had this banner upside down, and somebody saw the orange and said, oh, good, you're a Clemson fan. And I had to turn it over and say, yeah, not really. Let's sing the hymn of the day.